Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, filmed in front of a live studio audience from the Pokestar Studios in Burbank City, it's Puckle Game Corner. And now, your host, Professor Snag.
Hello there, Puckalonians, and welcome to a very special episode of Puckle Game Corner. I'm your host, Professor Snag. And today, the special treat that we have for you is we have an episode that was recorded at PuckleCon, at the Pokemon International Championships held back here at the end of June, and I'm very excited to share it with you. Just these episodes are so much fun. They have just this extra special feel to them. There's some ambiance. I will admit the audio quality is not great because we were recording off my phone because that was the only option we had, but it is a very fun episode. I think you will all enjoy it. So with that, let's just get right into the first game.
And now, let's wrap up with Who's That Pokemon? You have 15 yes or no questions to determine what the selected Pokemon is. No questions about name, dex number, generation, or game version are allowed. You need to ask what the Pokemon is as one of the 15 questions in order to win. Good luck, players!
Hello and welcome to Puckle Game Corner. We are coming here from PuckleCon 5, PuckleCon 2019 in Columbus, Ohio. And we are going to start off with a fan favorite. As you heard, this is Pokemon 15 Questions. And here are our contestants. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Varsity Vortex.
All right, thank you for joining us, Varsity. And now you're relatively new to the Puckle crew, is that right?
That is true. I just started listening a couple months ago, but I'm here at PuckleCon. I'm glad to meet all the hosts.
Awesome. Well, we're glad to have you here. And then someone who has also joined us relatively recently, but we're very glad to have him on. He has his own bit of fame. We have
Old Man Tup.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us, Tup. I know you are a pretty regular listener to Game Corner. I know you enjoy the commercials that come in the breaks.
Oh, definitely. It's my favorite part of the show.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, today we are playing Pokemon 15 Questions. You get to ask yes or no questions to figure out what Pokemon that was randomly selected is. So, again, yes or no questions, and the general rule is you can't ask questions about was it in a particular game or was it in a particular generation. Basically, you're in the Pokemon world, and you need to ask questions about it in those regards. Any questions about how the game is played?
Nope. Nope. Good.
Wonderful. Let's go ahead and get started then. Who wants to ask the first question?
All up the top.
Does this Pokemon share a typing with an Eeveelution?
Yes, this Pokemon does share a typing with an Eeveelution.
Now, can we ask questions about locations?
You certainly can ask about locations, yes.
Okay. Can you find this Pokemon in Kanto?
I don't believe so. Without looking into a Pokedex, I'm going to say no, this Pokemon cannot be found in Kanto.
So it's not one of the first three Eeveelutions. Does this Pokemon evolve?
No, this Pokemon does not evolve.
Final evolution or one that doesn't evolve.
Is this Pokemon a dual type?
Yes, this is a dual type Pokemon.
Does this Pokemon evolve with a or evolve from a friendship evolution?
No, this does not evolve from a friendship evolution. That was question 5, by the way. You get 10 more to narrow it down. And as a quick recap, we know that it is a dual type. One of those types is shared with an Eeveelution and is not from Kanto. And it does not evolve. All right, back to Varsity Vortex.
Is it a water type?
It is not a water type.
Is this Pokemon a water, electric, or fire type?
No, it is not water, electric, or fire.
Does this Pokemon appear in Kalos?
I'm going to have to check. So the question was, can this be Pokemon be found in Kalos? I'm gonna say a soft no. The best answer to this is, can it be found in Kalos? The best answer is no.
Okay, does this Pokemon, has it evolved at all to make it to this final stage?
Yes, this Pokemon has evolved. This question right now is question number 10.
So if you said it's a no on that, but he had to look it up. So it's most likely not in the newest games. So,
Attila, just to ease off the pressure a little bit, I said no because this Pokemon, or at least the base evolution of it, is found in the Friend Safari. So I wouldn't really count that as Kalos proper, because unless you connect to the internet, you're not going to find it.
Yeah, I wish I had used that, because that might be a hint. I'm just going to keep backtracking. Does it appear in Sinnoh?
Yes, this Pokemon does appear in Sinnoh.
Question 10?
Yes, that was question 10. So again, we'll do another 5-question recap. We know that it cannot evolve, but it has evolved. We know that it is one of the evolution types, but not fire, water, or electric. We know that this Pokemon can be found in Sinnoh, not in Kanto, and does not evolve via friendship at all.
Is this Pokemon a grass or ice type?
Yes.
Oh, that threw off my prediction. Okay, so it's a grass or it's ice type. Can only be found in...
Oh, and also this is a dual type Pokemon.
It's a dual type. Oh, man.
So it's not Bulbasaur?
Nope.
It's not Oddish line. It's not Victory Bell line. What was the throwaway grass Pokemon in Kalos? Was that Swaddle or was Swaddle Sinnoh? Swaddle was Sinnoh because that was...
Swaddle was Unova.
We know it appears in... Yeah, and it's not Kanto. So it's either from Hoenn, from Johto, or Sinnoh. Dual-type grass, ice, or... Well, grass or ice. I'm just going to go with it. Is it a grass type?
It is not a grass type.
So it's part ice. That really narrows it down. Is this 13?
This is question 13, yes, and you have to ask on question 15. So basically, as a quick recap, a Pokemon that can be found in Sinnoh, it is a dual type, cannot evolve, has evolved, not through friendship. So I'm going to just suggest, you know, thinking about things that evolved in Sinnoh, yeah.
Sinnoh was Gen 4. What got an evolution? Froslass?
Froslass is ice, yeah, and dual type.
Trying to think of the ice Pokemon in Gen 4.
Obamasnow? Is that just pure ice?
It's ice grass.
Okay. So it's not grass.
It's not grass. Okay.
Yep.
So it's not Obamasnow or them.
Froslass evolves?
It does, because it got the one of the stones that came that generation. It evolved from whatever Glalie evolves from. Snorunt.
Okay. Okay. Do we want to guess that then?
How many other ice types can we think of? That's
Obamasnow, but it's not Obamasnow.
Now, if you want to ask another narrowing down question before you ask, you can. I mean, you have one question to burn and one question to ask if you want. So, question 14 should be on you, Varsity Vortex.
Oh, okay. No, he didn't ask one.
Oh, no, yeah, you have two questions, and this is question 13. You're right.
Is this Pokemon part ghost type?
It is part ghost type.
Should I just...
Do you guys want to do it together?
Is it Froslass?
Yes, it is Froslass.
Yes.
Nicely done. Way to go, gentlemen. You were able to take it down. Several applause from the entire crowd here. Way to go. So awesome. Good job. How was your first time on Game Corner? Did you guys enjoy it?
Yeah, for sure. A little bit nervous, but...
A lot harder than it sounds.
It really is. When it gets flipped on you, it gets a lot harder. So, but you guys came through. You did a great job. And, yeah, fantastic. So I'm not sure what I have next, folks, but we will catch you on the flip-flop.
Greetings, irresponsible parents of alpha children. I am Volga Vladinovskaya, spokesperson of the Family Services Division of the Devon Corporation. Do you wish for your child to behave like a proper citizen? Do you wish to be relieved of your parently duties and live free like you are young once more? Esdorva, bring your Plokiedeti to Driftblim Decker, where we will take excellent care of them. You need not worry about their health, Roditelli. The Driftblim will keep a close eye and limb on them at all times. Children who come to our daycare have been proven to come back home more soulless, well behaved than ever before. Nay, more shall you deal with joyous plusos and minions in your households. The best part is to ask. Your first month at Driftblim Daycare is now mostly free. Barring, of course, your child's soul. Never mind. Just bring $50 and some bread. Nemostrana. Driftblim Daycare. No refunds.
Does your gulpin spit up when it only meant to belch? Did your hypno eat a bad dream? Is there an earthquake in your golem's bowels? Take Pepto-Absol for Nasidra, Love Disc Burn, Upset Swallet, and Dialgoria. That's Pepto-Absol. Use as directed. Do not take if allergic to ingredients of Awakening, Antidote, and Ice, Paralyze, and Burn Heal. May disrupt rest. Ask your doctor if Pepto-Absol is right for you if you have the insomnia ability. That's Pepto-Absol.
Arbok and Weezing are headed to Kanto, and so are you! It's time to play Fuchsia City Feud. In this game, our hosts are working as one team. The top five Pokemon of a randomly selected type and stat are ranked into six categories. Players will work together to name these Pokemon as accurately as they can. Incorrect answers earn a strike for the category, but all categories can be reattempted throughout the game. The team has a total of six strikes. On the seventh strike, the game ends, and Team Rocket blasts off with all of the remaining Pokemon. Good luck, players!
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the PuckleCon episode of Game Corner. And we're going to play Fuchsia City Feud with some of our wonderful contestants here. We're going to have you folks introduce yourself. With our first team, we have...
Linian.
And 10 Little Men.
And they'll be going up against...
The Fluffiest Whimsicott.
And Jeremy.
All right, welcome. Jeremy is one of our gym leaders, as well as 10 Little Men and Linian. A bunch of gym leaders with us, and everyone knows the Fluffiest Whimsicott. She's a regular here on Game Corner and the regular show. So we're going to be playing Fuchsia City Feud, and you should have had a quick reminder of what the rules are here. They'll be going head-to-head against each other, coming up with the top five Pokemon in these categories. Do we know who wants to go first?
We'll go first.
Wonderful. Okay. Also, we haven't done this for a while. Do you guys have a team name? Okay.
Team Mountain Standard Time.
Team Mountain Standard Time.
There we go. Team Mountain Standard Time. Okay. Jeremy and Fluffiest, do you guys have a team name?
It's Team Shinotic.
Team Shinotic. All right. All right. Wonderful. So let's go ahead and get this started here. All right. So with this, we're going to be doing... All right, thank you for the pause there, guys. Snake just had to go parent and let the kids get a picture with Pikachu, because, I mean, when the kids see a Pikachu, you got to take a picture with it. All right, so anyway, Team MST, Mountain Standard Time, what we have selected for you here is we're looking for the top five. Heck, why don't we make it just slightly more challenging, but I think you'll see why. Let's make it the top six Pokemon for Rock and Special Defense.
Rock and Special Defense.
Yes, Rock, Special Defense. We're looking for the top six, and you get three strikes to be able to get through this.
Okay.
Why
are you making this harder?
Rock, Special Defense, I think.
Oh, wait, never mind. Shuckle is one.
Shuckle is number one, correct.
Okay.
You can't see it, but I'm being very funny and putting my hands on
my eyes. Since he already took the easy one, I'm...
Well, which is why I made it top six, so...
I will say Diancie.
Diancie indeed counts.
Well, there goes out. There goes another one I had.
Diancie is in a three-way tie for number two.
With 150.
Belts is 150. Okay. Bastiodon?
That's a good guess.
Bastiodon at number five. Okay, Bastiodon, good job.
Okay, neutered non-legendary Diancie, Carbink.
Yes, Carbink also ties for Diancie. Of course, yes, the non-legendary, you're correct. So there's one more that ties for number two, and then you're looking for the number six slot. You guys are doing well so far.
Okay, from here it gets a little trickier.
131, let's try Stack Attack. It's like 130 or is it 120s?
Stack Attack is really big. I think it's got to be 130s just because prime number.
No, because that's its attack stat. Its special defense is like in the 80s or something.
In that case, I do have one. Do you know how high Mega Tyranitar's special defense is? I know a lot of it is Sandstream, but it still lives like Focus Blasts.
I'll say, let's say Mega T-Tar.
Mega T-Tar.
Is that number 6?
Mega T-Tar's number 7. It comes out a little bit short, actually.
Okay, so now I'm starting to think like other fossils.
Other fossils, I'm other trying legendaries. To think of.
By the way, that is your first of 3 strikes.
So
fossils, legends, there aren't really other rock megas.
I don't believe so. There's like Mega Aerodactyl, which is not making the cut on that one. It's not. There's another one that's at 150. What rock type legends are there? Not Regirock, because it's base 100. If it's not Regirock.
And there weren't any in Gen 1 and 2.
It's not Terrakion. Any relevant rock type legendaries in the Gen 4? No.
Nothing in 7, I can think. Nihiligo!
Nihiligo is definitely high.
It's number 6, it's 131.
Or something similar?
Correct, Nihiligo is indeed number 6. You nailed the exact stat, yes.
Yeah.
So now with 2 more strikes, you gotta find out what the last one tied for number 2 is.
Okay. 150! What is 150?
It's 150. It's not from Generation 1, like, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. For Generation 2, I don't...
Be nice to Snag for editing.
We're trying!
Generation 2, I don't believe it's present. Nothing sticks out to me. Generation 3, Armaldo is the rock type I remember, which definitely...
But Cradilly?
Cradilly, I don't think it's high enough. I think it's, like, base 90 or something.
It's gonna be something dumb like...
It's gonna be something from Gen 4, 5, I think. Something weird.
Rock type.
Is there Gen...
Rodded's giving me a smile like he knows exactly what it is.
A Gen 7 rock type.
Have we even said it?
There's a Gen 7 rock that I'm probably forgetting. Or, you know what? There's probably Gen 6 rock. It's Minior is based on 100.
No, I know, but I'm like, that's the only like other rock type.
Aegis Slash, because that's a steel type. My brain immediately switches over to steel types. Is there another, like,
is there like a rock steel that's got like super
big? Rock steel, no, because we did Bastiodon or Probopass.
Is that your answer?
That is my answer.
Yeah.
Probopass finishes it out. Nicely done. All right. So with only 1 strike, Team Mountain Standard Time did hit the top 6 rock special defense Pokemon. All right. So for Team Shinnotic, we're going to have you folks. We want the top 5 Pokemon that are bug type and their attack. Top 5 bug attack Pokemon.
Buzzwole? Right? Is it one of
yeah,
them?
Yeah, Buzzwole.
Yes, coming in at number 5 is indeed Buzzwole. Nicely done.
I'm just going to go with Mega Beedrill.
Mega Beedrill coming in tied for number 3.
Mega Heracross?
Mega Heracross.
Mega Heracross coming in at number 1.
I think it's Faramosa.
Faramosa is like one...
It has higher... It's 127 because the speed is 131.
There might be something higher. How high is Mega Pinsir? Not terribly high.
It's not terribly high, it just has Aerial Light, so that makes
exactly.
I think that's 125. I think Faramosa is higher.
Do you want to go with it?
Yeah.
Faramosa.
Faramosa actually coming in at number 6, so you just missed out on that one.
Ah.
That's your first strike.
So higher than 127.
Yeah.
How high is, what are bug mega? Wait, is this Cavalier like 140 something?
Who?
It's Cavalier. It's ridiculously high.
I used it all season. In PDO.
Do you remember the stat?
We're thinking 127.
Yeah, higher than 127. I think it might be there.
It is. It is.
So
because
it's
has
here?
No as good base point total, but it has like 25 speed and like 75 HP.
Yeah.
So we'll go with the Scavalier.
Scavalier, just short. That's actually number 7. Earning you your second strike. So, just as a quick recap, we have number 1 at Mega Heracross. We're looking for the number 2 highest Pokemon with Bug Attack. And then we're looking for the tie for number 3, and then you also have number 5, which is Buzzwall. So, let's see what you guys can do with the last one.
Do you think... What are bug or megas? Like pincer, scissor, paracross?
Mega scissor.
Mega scissor? How high is that?
High.
Let's go with that one.
It's very high.
Mega scissor.
Mega scissor is the one that's tied with Mega Beedrill for number 3.
Very high.
All right, so we're just looking for that number 2 one. Your next answer either makes it or breaks it.
I think it's Mega Pincer. I think Mega Pincer is 145.
It sounds about right. It might be 130.
Because bugs are really bad, and so bugs got a bunch of megas that made them good. And my guess was Feromosa, but...
Yeah.
That's not
it. It's just very fast.
So, Mega Pincer has really bad speed.
Yes.
It's like, 70? So I think I...
Yeah. Okay, so let's exclude a couple of other things. Like, it's not Blizzard. It's not...
Is it?
I don't think it's
I've never used one. So
it's probably like 120 something.
Okay.
It's been on so long.
Yeah, I would say Mega Pincer would be higher than Blissapod.
It is a Mega.
Yeah. I won one out of 3.
Like, there's no good, but, like, you have Heracross. Regular Heracross.
Yeah, but it's not that high.
Yeah, I think that's in the 120s, too.
Yeah. I think if you think Mega Pincer is...
I guess Gen 3 had, like, no bugs.
Unless you count Armando, which I don't think is a good option. No.
Even though I had decent attack.
All right, folks, have you decided on what you're going to go for here? What's your answer going to be?
I think we're going to go with Mega Pincer.
And closing out the category, it is indeed Mega Pincer. Nicely done. That is indeed the number 2.
That's 2 strikes, so...
Yeah, they did it in 2 strikes, and we did 6-1. They had 5-2 strikes. We had 6-1.
Shuckle's basically for free.
And Mega Heracross isn't.
I would argue that we did get number 6 with our first strike.
Oh,
so
you're right.
You know, for all intents and purposes, let's just call it a tie. We're all friends here.
You're in it for friendship. I'm in it for victory.
Lenny, is this the first time you have not won in Game Corner?
Yes, actually.
We did it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for playing. This was a very fun round, even though it was a little bit bite-sized, but fantastic. For those listening, stay tuned. I think we'll do one more game. We'll catch folks on the flip-flop.
Say Alola to Alola.
Alola!
Travel the region on local Pokemon with Pokemon Ride.
Tauros are really hard to steer when you have hooves.
Challenge yourself with local trials.
Look at all the little fishy! I'm big fishy!
Even visit remote islands.
The trees have eyes.
Discover Pokemon exclusive to Alola.
Pack bug spray, because the mosquitoes here are no joke.
Altaria Airs, where the sky is the limit.
Hey Puckalonians, thanks for listening to Game Corner on Puckle Plus. If you haven't done so already, make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss an episode of Game Corner, the TCG Cast, or any of the other great shows you find here. Come hang out with us on our Discord server where you can chat with hosts and other members of our community. Make sure you like and follow us on all of our social media outlets like Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with all the Puckle news. Check us out on Twitch where each week Jushiro plays the TCG online and Thatch does viewer battles. And finally, if you want to support us financially, there are a few ways you can do that. Either by joining our Patreon as a monthly donor, where you can get some exclusive Puckle items, or by buying a shirt from our Tee Public store. Either way, you get some pretty cool swag for doing so. Catch you on the flip-flop!
Get your starter Pokemon, but first, are you a boy or a girl? Contestants will ask yes or no questions in order to determine a chosen NPC. As always, the game begins with the imperative first question. Are you a boy or a girl? The contestant's goal is to correctly identify the NPC with less questions than their opponent. If they have figured out who that character is, but cannot recall the name, they will take a 3-question penalty. Good luck, players!
Welcome back to another PuckleCon Game Corner game. As you heard, we are going to be playing Are You a Boy or a Girl? A classic Game Corner game where we're going to have these folks try to figure out who the NPC I've picked out for them is. They get, it's not really so many questions they have, but they're just going to try and beat their opponents to getting in as few questions as possible. So we have several people here. We have our first group here introduce themselves and their team name.
Hi, I'm Sublime.
And I'm Moment Up.
And we are the bees in the comb bees in the trap pinch.
The comb bees in the trap pinch. Awesome. And their opponents, we have some familiar voices to the show. Actually, it's all familiar voices at this point.
Basket.
The fluffiest Whimsicott.
And Mr. Maximus.
So it's 3-on-2. But it's fine. We still going to win.
It is 3-on-2. Now, what did you guys decide on with your team name?
The best.
The best. Awesome. Fantastic. So we have Combies and the Trap Pinch versus the best to play this round of Are You a Boy or a Girl? So let's go ahead and start out with Combies and the Trap Pinch. Let's have you folks set the bar for this game. Old Man Tup, would you like to start with the honorary first question?
Are you a boy or a girl?
This character is a boy.
Are you a gym leader?
No, this character is not a gym leader.
Are you an Elite Four member?
No, this character is not an Elite Four member.
Are you someone that the main character of a game would battle?
Yes, this is the this is someone the main character of a game would battle indeed.
Are you a rival?
I'm gonna say no. Actually, no. This character is not a rival.
Are you in a game that has been released from Gen 5 onward?
Yes, this character is in one of those games.
Now, does Champion included in Elite Four member, or is that independent?
Because the way you asked it, Champion is not included with Elite Four.
So, are you a Champion?
This character is a Champion, yes.
That's a male Champion. Confusion. All right, so let's go over our list right now. We have,
after
Gen 5, someone that you would consider not a rival, the Champion, and it was a boy, yes?
Yeah.
So male Champions from Gen 5 onward would include...
Now, just as a reminder here, you said, was this character in a game from Gen 5 onward?
Yes, that is correct. So that would include 5, 2, 6, 7, 8. No, not 2. 5, 6, 7, 8, right? So, yeah, those are the only... There weren't any remakes. And 3. It could be 3. Okay, so you have Steven, you have Alder, you have Professor Sycamore? How? Are those the 4?
Isn't Hal technically a rival, though? Kind of.
That's why I was wondering about that hesitation. But we have it down to those 4 regions. We could... How many questions are we at?
7.
All right, so we should...
This is question 8.
All right, so we should try and narrow it down from those 4. Okay, so Alder is DS, or Gen... We could ask if the... is there any penalty if you guess wrong on the specific character already?
No penalty, you just... It's a used question.
Okay, I know there's a... Oh, it's a penalty if you know who it is, but you can't name him, huh? All right, so we should just start shooting off the champions.
Okay.
Is this character Hao?
No, this is not Hao.
Is this character Alder?
No, it's not Alder.
Is this character Steven?
It's not Steven. I will emphasize that this character is... You asked, is this character in one of these games? for those not who, obviously everyone who's listening, Sublime just gave a heavy eye roll.
So what champion comes back?
Well, they're all in black and white is the problem.
So what male champions haven't we named?
That's so asinine. Anyway, it could be any of the champions essentially. So is it Lance?
No, it's not Lance.
It can't be Blue because he's a rival. I'm like out of... Who else
it
have we
was,
not listed?
Gen 3, didn't it have 2 different champions depending? Or was that
oh,
just the
you're
last
right.
League? Was
in
Warren
Emerald? Well, he wasn't... Well, no, he technically he is the, in a game, you're right. Wallace?
Wallace.
It could technically...
Is this character Wallace?
It's not Wallace.
What champions haven't we guessed? Cynthia's not male.
We named Alder, Steven, Alder. We named Hao, we named Lance. What other champions are there that I'm not thinking
of? So we got
of?
Gen 1 champion, Lance... Gen 1 and Gen 2 champion, Lance.
We named Steven, we named Wallace. Can't be Cynthia. We named Alder. What information did you give them?
I told them who it was.
And what are they saying no about?
I'm just trying to see if they think I've answered any of these questions wrong.
I'm seeing a lot of grimacing faces.
That's why I paused.
That's what I'm seeing.
That's not who I thought it was at first, okay. But that makes sense. The way
that's why I paused on Rival.
Wait a minute. Isn't Kukui the...
Kukui is one of them. We could name Kukui.
He's the person you face. What's the dude's name?
Kukui was never really a champion.
You face him as the champion, though. Which is why I wasn't sure if you'd include that or not. I feel like we've named all the male champions. Aside from Blue, who is a rival. Like, without a doubt, who would count as a rival.
Red's never technically the champion, is he?
No, I mean, you don't ever play him as a champion. I guess you could interpret him as a champion. That would be...
But you do
I'll
play
be annoyed
him.
As hell if it's Red. I will walk away. Watch me.
What do you...
Is it Red?
I love you, Sublime.
How many questions are we at?
That was my issue.
That is indeed...
I don't think...
I'm pretty sure canonically he is a champion.
They do say he is the champion and Ultra is in the movie. They do say he's the champion.
Tuesday!
Who calls him the champion?
Yep. So, that was...
Yes, and it is Red.
Yep, it is indeed Red. Nicely done. And that one, I thought it was going to be easier, but it was harder than I thought it was going to be. But, nicely done. You did it again in 13 questions.
That's not nice. That's not nicely done.
Did we file a protest with?
It's fine. It's fine. Let's team 3 brain go.
Alrighty. So, I have the other character selected as well. So, who wants to ask the first honorary question?
Are you a boy or a girl?
This character is a boy.
Do you ever, as a player character, battle this character?
Yes, you do battle this character as the player character.
Are they a gym leader?
No, this is not a gym leader.
Do they have a type associated with them?
Yes, there is a type associated with this person.
Are they an Elite Four member or a champion?
Yes, this is an Elite Four member or a champion.
Are they from Gen 5 and up when you battle them?
So you're saying Gen 5, 6, or 7?
Yes, in the original games. Do you fight them in the original games?
Yes, this in the original game, this one is from 5, 6, or 7.
Did we already ask if they were... We didn't specify champion or Elite Four, right? Are they an Elite Four member?
Yes, this is an Elite Four member.
Prior to the physical special split, would this character's specialty type have been considered physical?
Yes, this character's type would have been physical.
Nice.
Maximus is doing some calculus on the table right now.
So we know it's not fairy, but that wasn't right.
This is question 9, by the way.
Are they from Gen 6?
No, this character is not from Gen 6.
The question you answered before, it was their moves would have been physical prior to the split, correct?
Yes, they were physical prior to the split.
So that's which types?
Anything that's not dragon or evolution.
Okay. So, oh man.
Just list off the lead.
That's a lot. I think our best guess is to maybe, since he already took down one.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Is it Generation 5?
No, this character is not from Generation 5.
Then it has to be Hala.
It is indeed Hala. Nicely done, Whimsicott. with authority.
Could have been Malayne.
It could have been,
It's the Elite Four. It's not in Generation 5. It's not in Generation 6. It is the Elite Four in Generation 7. It only has 2 men, and one of them is Dark-type. Then that was special.
Steel-type.
Oh, it was a man.
I'm sorry, Sublime is technically correct. It could have been Malayne.
Is Malayne in the Elite Four?
In
Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, yeah.
Who remembers Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon?
Who says that Red is a champion?
Look, in my opinion, as your opponent, you're absolutely right, Sublime.
I just always get screwed over a PuckleCon game.
Red is a champion. I did it. I was Red. I championed. I beat the Elite Four as Red.
But Basket, did you name your character Red?
No, I named him Lewis.
Then it doesn't count.
I mean, in the canon of Gold and Silver and Crystal, Red becomes a champion, and then he goes off the top of Mount Silver and hangs out there. So he is technically a champion. I don't know. Maybe I was mistaken to that. What I officially base this off of is Bulbapedia. I wonder what Bulbapedia says about that.
Where anyone can edit.
Later, Snake will get back to you on this. Anyways, thank you folks all for playing with us. It's been a lot of fun, and we will catch you folks on the flip flop. Hey there, folks. This is present Snag. Well, I mean, it'll be past Snag because you guys are listening to this in the future. But anyways, you get the idea. We did look it up on Bulbapedia, and the official category of Red in Gold and Silver, as well as Heart Gold and Soul Silver, is Champion. So we were technically correct on that. We looked that up immediately after I stopped recording here. So, with that, I do just want to give the closing remarks here. Thank you all for listening. I'm glad that you can have the chance to listen on to some of the things that went on at PuckleCon at the Pokemon International Championships. It was a lot of fun, and I'm just glad to give you a window into what happened there. So thank you all for listening in on this. As always, you can find all of our social media links in the description below. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Follow us on Discord. I should say just join our Discord. It's a whole lot of fun there. And also check us out on Twitch. That's just doing a Nuzlocke of Black right now. I think it's Black. So check us out on Twitch. And if you want to support us monetarily, you have a few ways of doing that. You can buy some merch at our T Public store, which is linked in the description, as well as supporting us through Patreon. Our patrons get excellent rewards each month, so come and check us out with that. Outside of that, folks, we will catch you next month. I have been Professor Snag, and as always, help control the brain jack population. Get your dittos spayed and neutered. Good night. Yeah, go get it. Go get it. It's in the bag. Hang on, guys.
Fun pictures.
Small one, taking picture with.
Good thing about an audio podcast, you can just leave.
The wonderful thing about this is Snag does not know that I am now adding to his blooper editing.
Guys, I need a parent.
I think Pikachu got it. Oh,
yeah.
Let's go get a picture with Pikachu.
Yeah.
You can get a picture. Go, go, go.
Yeah, you can't get chicken fingers, but
just because they're his children and five. What blatant. I'm his child in where it counts.
Pikachu didn't stop me.
Yeah. So can I leave my bag with you?
Yes.
I don't like how no one's at the table because the bag is mine.
Oh.
playing for a team.
Hey, you know how Thatch always said he wants one?
Yes.
I think I got a baseball bat up in the car. We can get one. Here's your present.
Why is there a red stain? Don't worry about that.
Nah, I know people who can clean up a crime scene in Ohio.
Yeah. Anyone want any gum before I put this up?
No, thanks.
Sure.
It's like drawing Excalibur from
the
stone. Oh,
wait, I stuffed it in.
So I just, like, break some off,
yeah,
I take
no,
it?
My first event in Memphis last October.
I was going to open it, and I'd bring it out for you.
Friday, they have the
that works too?
Ah, yes.
Because I want everything.
Farfetch'd is a simpler kind of Pokemon. An honorable Pokemon.
Like
a decent Pokemon. I love old Smogon articles on bad Pokemon.
And they just rip into anything and everything.
Farfetch'd has terrible stats, shallow, moveful, and is completely outclassed by every other normal flying type in the tier. Do not even bother trying Farfetch'd out, as it will disappoint you every time.
Is that Smogon?
Its set name is Sword Stance Sweeper.
That's like one of the rumors is that Farfetch'd is going to get evolution.
Yeah, that
like,
is
guys, stop saying this on your YouTube channel. It's not going
to
happen.
I refuse to believe it. Literally every other leak in the every other part of that leak can be right, and I still refuse to believe that Farfetch'd is going to evolve. Because they're not even like, it's going to get the Gigantamax form or whatever. They're like, it's going to evolve.
No, it's a Farfetch'd. It's never going to.
And I need to protect my phone here. How do I want to do this?
Protect it from what?
From you seeing the Pokemon.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.